Hi, everyone. Oops. Camera's jumping all over the place. Sorry about that. Just a simple one today. Turn the mic. Okay. Sorry about that. Who do you think you are? I was meditating on that this morning, and it occurs to me, you know, there's a quote. I should have looked this up so I could cite it exactly, but it's something William Burroughs has been known to say, is that language is a virus from outer space. Colorful language, that's what he's known for, but it's an interesting point nonetheless. So who do you think you are? Who do I think I am? Who do any of us think we are? Is who really the right question? And the reason I bring up language is because even if it's not coming out of our mouths, it goes on in our heads all the time, right? And language, when you consider the way that we speak to ourselves as well as how do we speak to one another, really not an effective means of communication. Let me break it down. You think, and as you think, you make new thoughts, and you make new thoughts about what you think. You ever been in an argument or debate or even just a discussion with another human being? If you really pay attention to how you're forming your statements, your arguments, let alone the grammar you're using, we can forget about that entirely. But just the thoughts, they're so rapid fire. And I'm sure if you've done any kind of thinking for any kind of time, you'll notice that the things that come out of your mouth often happen so quickly that you find yourself saying things that you don't necessarily agree with or find correct, other than that they're correct in that moment because you're trying to win an argument or you're trying to state a position. Even if that position isn't yours, as an artist friend of mine, Lynn Kubasik, who recently passed away, well, relatively recently, used to say, meaning is mutable. We try with our words to have all this meaning, like I'm trying right now. And yet, as you're listening to this, your mind is thinking a million different things. Now, you're choosing to focus maybe on one thing or a series of things, but other thoughts are penetrating, running by, stabbing in, running away. The mind is incredibly, insanely complex and very, very free form. And if you question that, think about dreams, because that's just your mind at work without as many restraints as our daily conditioned how to behave way of thinking. There's a lot of self-help books out there, psycho gurus, philosophers, everyone from Descartes and Foucault to Kierkegaard and Jung and you name it. You can just go all over. And even astrophysicists have their share of input on how we think we are. So what's going on, really? And with all this fluidity and our constant, I was going to say adaptation, but it's a little more precarious than that, isn't it? We don't really adapt. We just sort of go with the flow. And somehow in that stream, cacophony of monkeys and trees full of monkeys yelling all these thoughts in millions of directions, we have the audacity to think that we know ourselves, that we actually have an identity, and as a parameterized capsule of me-ness. That's so arrogant. Because when you break it down like this, the me is very, very unstable. And I don't mean maybe you think I'm unstable, and here we go with words, right? Am I a madman? Are we all? And that includes you ladies out there, so don't feel slighted. Yes, we are very fluid creatures, and we tend to try to stay along a particular path, but anyone who's lived a few years on this planet knows the thought we have occasionally of, man, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, I was a totally different person. Yeah, you were. But you also were a totally different person yesterday and 5 minutes ago. This is why the study of the way this mind works is beachhead, cornerstone, benchmark. It's the entire breadth of the Buddhist methodology. If you can begin to understand what the heck is going on in this mind, you can then address it. You can address it as it's working. You can be more observant. You can go, wow, look at where I'm going with that. Why am I choosing to do that? What is influencing me to think that way? It's happening all the time. We just kind of remove ourselves from that process because, quite frankly, it's difficult. And a lot of times it asks questions that we're not comfortable with. But that's the Buddhist method. And the reason Buddhism does this, the reason Shakyamuni found this, was that if you whittle it down to its most basic functions, you can become the influencer of what goes on in your mind, and you can conduct the multifaceted cacophony of monkeys, that orchestra of monkeys, orchestra being a good word, because you can begin to orchestrate, at least with some degree of self-knowledge, and become, therefore, much more aware of what's actually happening in your life instead of just sort of surfing over it. So who do we think we are? Is, if you disassemble that question, the words are there. Who is a very subjective term, because it kind of brackets this enormous activity of this grove of trees filled with countless monkeys shouting at us, and how we handpick certain things at certain moments to identify with, right? Our sense of self, whatever that is. So Buddhism really takes this apart into minutiae. And, you know, a lot of books and a lot of teachers have taken little chunks of those teachings and created an entire career out of exploring them. But nothing beats the source material. Nothing beats just hunkering down and every day challenging yourself with reading a little bit more. Because in that, you are programming, reprogramming your awareness, and you'll get aha moment after aha moment. You'll get, some will be minor, some will make you laugh, some will put you on your butt. This is the process. So here's your choice. Who are you? Who do you think you are? Do you just go sailing along on your little existence surfboard and just wait for stuff to happen to you and just kind of rely on your own response mechanisms to make you a happy life? Or do you become more proactive? Do you become more knowledgeable? Do you become more aware, awakened to the way your mind situates your existence and creates this sense of self? And in Buddhism, the argument ultimately would be the well-being of your existence really kind of pushes aside the incredible attachment to a sense of self, which is moment to moment changing, fleeting. So instead of feeling an identity, feeling a process of experience, that's a tough order. It's a big order, but it's not something we're incapable of because that order already is there. Right? To think in this way, to think with awareness, is the Buddha mind. This is what Buddha is. It's not a human. It's not a place. It's not a before or after. It's the way we experience this existence. That's who we are. Our mind is kind of a conundrum because in many ways the mind gets in the way, but without it, we can't perceive that it gets in the way. And this is the enormous gift, opportunity, the precious lifetime that we have is our opportunity to watch this play, to affect this play, to create unity with it instead of fighting it or instead of just following it wherever it leads. You know, imagine being dropped into the middle of a cacophonous, like New York, blind, never been there. What do? Do you move? Do you stand still? Do you gotta eat, you gotta go to the bathroom, what do you do? Of course, being enormous data machines, we just start collecting data. But collecting data doesn't do you any good unless you can make some information out of it, right? So this is what Buddhism does with your thinking. Instead of just responding to things and latching on to ideas of what you represent, it says stop trying to represent and start trying to understand how it is you think there is something to represent. Look deeper into what's going on in your mind and find equanimity, stability, less panic, less fear, more knowing. Anyway, who do you think you are? Thanks for tuning in. Just a short thought I thought I'd share with you guys. I really appreciate you guys. So support this channel any way you can. I really need your help. And I'll just end with thanks again. All right? Namo myoho renge kyo.